Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Always sounded to me like
this is a lot of work for him. Just didn't it sound like, oh, he's working hard getting that out. All right, let's get into the activity zone here, the conversation zone. What is mattering? Is that a word, mattering? Yeah, I guess it is. What matters to you is what's mattering, right? So tell me how this works. I'm going to tell you how it works, but you can kind of just use your imagination for a couple of minutes and follow along the bouncing ball here. There is an announcement that has come from the Trump campaign. The Trump campaign apparently has been awarded a large cash component in exchange for Donald Trump talking nicely about Bud Light beer. Donald Trump now says that Bud Light should get a second chance because the folks at Anheuser-Busch announced a massive fundraiser for Donald Trump's reelection campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, what's wrong with this picture? I can come up with two or three or four things. Not only is it corrupt, not only is it in terms of being sort of hypocritical, it just seems it stinks. I think it stinks. So all those of you who didn't like Bud Light because some gay person or what was it, transsexual person? Somebody,
a trans woman. A trans woman.
Right.
And it wasn't even a full-on commercial. It was a social media partnership post kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well. Corruption reigns supreme, and so does hypocrisy.
Everybody drinks all kinds of drinks. You know, yep. Like people who are minding their own business like different brands of beer. People who are criminals like different brands of beer. But let's all focus on Dylan Mulvaney because she posted a social media partnership post.
Right. I want to know a list of crooks who drink Bud Light. Can we find a list of really crooked, nasty people who drink Bud Light or not? Maybe the nastiest of the nasties drink some kind of champagne and eat caviar, right? Because they're, by definition, they're crooks.
They're more like a Hennessy kind of situation. Yeah, like organized crime, right. the mob bosses. What are they drinking these days?
Right. If they're drinking Bud Light, man. Listen.
With all a right, lime.
So, yeah. In October, there was a report on the first winner of the Vesuvius Challenge, which sought to inspire young people to use AI technology to decode burnt scrolls found in Pompeii. Now the grand prize has been collected by three fellas who will split $700,000 for their efforts. Their skills were able to create a learning program that took a rolled-up scroll of papyrus that was turned into charcoal during the eruption of Mount Vesuvius a couple thousand years ago, and they actually decoded the characters. This is pretty damned amazing. 85% legible after they came up with this process to read. These are geniuses, these kids. Right? So what's on the scrolls? That's kind of what I want to know after you tout what they did. One of the pages appears to be a message, a treatise, if you will, the ancient Greeks focusing on music, their philosophy toward food, how to enjoy life's pleasures. This is good for Super Bowl weekend, right? The article. Yeah. It's been an incredible journey, says the prof that works with these kids. So this is really the Vesuvius Challenge is what it was called. It was started a year ago and had $1 million in cash prizes for the people who could figure out how to carbonize the papyrus. And I guess they used AI, right? That's pretty much what they did. This is a, if you'll pardon the pun, a Herculean task. Vesuvius was destroyed. Don't people know this? This was the villa that was destroyed, probably belonged to Julius Caesar's father-in-law. There were 800 scrolls that were in there that were found hundreds of years ago. And this is the only thing that was left from the burning down of the city. So the Vesuvius Challenge, and these three kids went to work, and they've translated. It's pretty fascinating stuff, and shows you what
it is. I find the whole thing about Pompeii, absolutely fantastic.
Isn't there a movie, The Last Days of Pompeii?
Intriguing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and so much is still known about it because 80% of the residents survived. While the town was buried, and a lot of people died, most of the residents did survive.
Yep. All right, so there's that. Now, I want to go back to something that we were chuckling about because it is going to actually come to fruition if you're able to, most of the stations that carry this program, the Good Day program, carry Good Day Health with both Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell over the weekend. So there's more detail about the efforts of, to keep people from picking their nose. People thought that was a bit that I was doing earlier. It was kind of a bit, but it still is true. And Ken explains how it is so important to keep your nose clean. And that means you don't stick your finger in your nose. Right? Don't do it. And so anyway.
Don't do it, period? Like even if it's wrapped around a...
Well, if you've protected somebody. You can spray... Well, I think there's something... I'm not sure it's the bugs as much as it is... what you're pushing up against in your nostril and what that does to when you do it, what it does to your, you know, that stuff is all connected to your brain.
Well, and the sinus infections, that's from sucking up rather than blowing out. But when they say, what was it that we were talking about with the dementia? Is that more of the pressure.
Alzheimer's is one of the Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's, yeah. If you're sticking your finger up your nose, whether it's bareback or covered by a tissue, you would still be doing that same kind of pressure, the same movement.
Pressure.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, as opposed to the twisting a tissue and then doing it. They have tools. Did you know this? They actually have tools to help you. Like any of those hard suckers that don't come out when you blow. There are these tools that you can actually put up there and almost like not scrape it out, but it's this little loop with a slanted edge.
Okay. I'm going to gross a few people out. I take Q-tips and put them into coconut oil, and it helps lubricate the nostrils and clean out the gunk that's up in there. Yeah, so that's what you do. That's what I do. I didn't ask.
Q-tip is Q-tip is helpful too.
Gentle. It's gentle. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we've helped save everybody's life in that department. So let's go back to the. That's very good. So you're gearing up for the big game on Sunday. You need to enjoy a lot of things. It's Super Bowl 58. So there's Reba, who's going to sing the Star-Spangled Banner at the beginning, right? And then there's the coin toss, and then there's Usher's halftime show, and then at the end of the game, who's going to walk away with the Vince Lombardi trophy? Is it San Francisco or Kansas City? I don't know what the money's on. What's Las Vegas saying? Is it Kansas City or San Francisco? What's the money on?
You know? Ooh, that's a good question. Most things that I've been seeing are whether or not Reba's national anthem is going to go over or under 90 seconds.
Oh, I want to know if she sings it the right way. The right way to sing the Star Spangled Banner is to sing Banner at the end. Banner. It's not Banner. It's Banner. So let's watch for that.
The emphasis on the right side.
Emphasis, son. Banner. Plenty of food, snacks, beverages, party supplies. So if you enjoy guessing the outcome of these various things, like who's going to win the game, that's fun. You maybe have a friendly wager or two, right? All sorts of people are putting money on it. So there's a bit of info floating around from Garth Brooks, who says he's going to watch the game from the beginning to the end. And so he's been interviewed and has his take on some of... what?
That Garth Brooks is going to watch the big game from beginning to end. That's big news.
Yay! All right, so who wins the coin toss? Heads or tails? Here is Garth talking about the that imminent danger of who wins and who loses.
Coin toss. I like this because there's really only two chances. I'm going to go with tails.
Okay.
Oh, he's wrong.
Garth has tails. Yeah. All right. As far as the national anthem is concerned, will Garth's friend Reba come in under 2 minutes? Well, let's hear what he thought. He loves her. I know that.
National anthem? Is it over or under 2 minutes? Reba's singing it. I'm hoping it's over 2 minutes. I love her.
What's Usher going to open his halftime show with? All right. So Garth's an entertainer. What song?
First song Usher will sing? As an entertainer, I'm going to say he's going to start with the start of Yeah, and then somewhere in the middle, he's going to go to it. And I don't know, man. If I'm him, I end with it too, man. I just love that song.
Really?
Yeah, he is going. You have, yeah, there's no doubt Usher is definitely going to perform Yeah. I think he opens with OMG.
Really? All right. Garth, thinking about where there's going to be the first scoring. All right, Garth.
Which quarter will be the highest scoring? I've got to say it's always the first quarter. So for me, first quarter is going to be the highest scoring in the Super Bowl.
All right. There's Garth Brooks, folks. I know you're holding your breath waiting for that one. Yeah, he is actually very popular. Cool guy, too. 18 after the hour. This is Good Day.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's a great broadcasting bargain here on the tribute we have every week to what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, discussing some of the stories, some of the things that we are talking about on Talk Radio. One of the things we'll be talking about, I think, this week, frankly, other than who won the Super Bowl, blah, 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 who's running. World Radio Day is scheduled for the 13th of February, day before Valentine's Day. Michael has a big hand in getting people on the radio connected all over the world under the auspices of the United Nations. So I've said on the Good Day program, we certainly want to have a couple of folks from different points of, you know, the radio world isn't just limited to the United States. There are plenty of great talk radio programs in England and France and Italy. Most every country now has superb talk radio, does it not?
Yes, with different cultures and different rules and regulations. And but the culture is different. In a lot of places, they're a lot more polite than they are in America.
Yeah.
And they're very concerned with journalism in a lot of places. You know, very, although the journalism that they express is usually that which is politically correct and acceptable to the government. So, you know, this has been an era in which we've all come to grips with the fact that almost everything is subjective. Mm-hmm. You know, that we hold these truths to be self-evident. Well, they're not so self-evident anymore.
No.
You know,
right.
I think that's really the big lesson of this accelerated media era that we're in terms of social media and digital media, is that we realize that there's no one standard way of thinking. And with all the media, all kinds of ideas are out there, which you would think is a good idea. But on other levels, a lot of these ideas are dangerous.
Yep. Well, listen, a danger is, I guess, in the eyes of the beholder.
It comes with freedom. Danger comes with freedom. Freedom is unwieldy and messy.
You know what's dangerous this week? What came out, which is just under the top 10 probably, is the fact that nose picking can really contribute to dementia and to Alzheimer's. Did you know That, did you see that? That's everywhere. I actually spent some time. People thought it was tongue-in-cheek, and it was when I talked about it the first time on the Good Day program. And then I kind of dug into it with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Health program I do with him. And it really is it's something to be aware of.
Did you say you dug into it?
I did. I was, yes, thank you, Michael. I dug into it. Doug digs. You're digging the dugger. Or your nose.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool if this were a 1959 Top 40 show. Hey, dig the dugger.
Digging the dugger.
But I don't know. The nose, I this is the first I've heard of this. So I,
oh,
I'm,
really?
I'm, yeah, but oh, it's interesting. Well, you know, I mean, I usually give people a dozen donuts when they tell me something I didn't know. So
I'm right here.
It'll be on its way to you. But
okay.
The nose is a superhighway to the brain. The
right.
Nose is, you know, when you put your finger in your nose, you're putting your brain at risk with yep. all kinds of, you know, viruses, microbes, and other invaders. So keep your fingers out of your nose, people.
Well, but what do you do with all the booga-boogas that are in your nose? That's another important question. How do you
use a tissue and blow one nostril at a time?
Right.
The way they taught us back in nose school.
Right. Blow your nose
right.
gently as you can. That'll go down in history. That'll be one of the big things people remember about this week's program.
Actually, this is probably the highlight of the show.
Yeah. No. Now, the highlight of the program is talking about whether or not Alejandro Mayorkas was saved by the bell. That's coming up when we discuss more items of interest on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Presenting a World Radio Day Minute, proclaimed in 2011 by UNESCO and endorsed by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012 as a UN International Day, February 13 is World Radio Day.
Since media transmit both news and entertainment, they could help educate audiences about how to distinguish fact from fiction. Fiction mistaken as news is not just a modern phenomenon. In 1938, flamboyant actor-director Orson Welles' Mercury Theater presented an adaptation of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds on the CBS radio network the night before Halloween that reportedly instigated panic among thousands of listeners who thought New Jersey, USA was being invaded by Martians. Today, more than any time in history, people should have competencies to critically analyze information. Radio can empower listeners to be more discerning. This has been a World Radio Day Minute from UNESCO.
I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise, like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women. But hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 40. And I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Senate voted on Sunday 67-27 to advance a $95 billion aid package to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The bill does not include money for border security, which is why some senators, like Utah Senator Mike Lee, are no fan of the legislation.
Most Democrats want more Ukraine funding. A few Republicans do also, but most Democrats do. Republicans really want a secure border. The idea was that in theory, we might be able to cobble together enough votes to force border security on an otherwise unwilling administration that, for reasons that we find baffling, doesn't want to secure the border.
A new poll finds most Americans feel President Biden is too old to serve in office. The ABC Ipsos poll, taken after a special counsel's report cited Biden's memory lapses, finds 86% believe he's too old for the White House. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Ram Stephen Fitzgerald. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
What happened to my face? Are these tattoos? They're everywhere.
Huh. All right. I happen to be a fan of jelly rolls. Not this particular jelly roll, but I like jelly rolls, especially if they're strawberry jelly or blueberry jelly, and they're yummy. However, that's not our focus here. Mr. Jelly Roll is a highly recognizable personality. His music has what's been described as cross-genre, as sort of some country music from him, some pop music from him, some AC music from him, and he has a pretty big following. He also has the Super Bowl commercial, and you just heard a part of it. Actually, it's for Uber Eats, which is spending $7 million to tell their story on the Super Bowl. This whole business about Jelly Roll, you're probably closer to this than am I, Jay. So do you want to give us the story for those who don't know about Jelly Roll?
Yeah, he's a rapper and a singer. He is a big advocate in the fight against fentanyl, the epidemic. He has a history with drug abuse, and he's unfortunately lost a lot of loved ones to addiction, and especially when it comes to fentanyl. So we spoke about him recently, where he, I believe, went to the Hill and was talking about it with Congress, and that something needs to be done, more needs to be done. So he's an all-around great guy, great artist, proponent against fentanyl and the fighting drugs. He has great songs. Yeah. Son of a Sinner is something that a lot of people are listening to right now. And if you do not know, he has a bunch of tattoos on his face.
What's on my face?
It's one of those tongue-in-cheek things with this commercial. And he also said that while he was filming this Uber Eats commercial, he actually ordered Uber Eats to the set. Which,
really?
Huh. Look at that. Look
went
at
over
go.
Well. I'm betting. Yeah, exactly.
Could you imagine if he was like, he did DoorDash or something?
Yeah. So do you think that in a circumstance like we're talking about with a guy like that, that he would be effective to sell the message that we're putting forth here on Good Day and the Good Day Health Program about not picking your nose? I've had people say, this is gross. Why are you talking about this? Well, because it'll save lives. The more people know about this research that Dr. Ken laid on me and will lay on you during the Good Day Health Program's weekend, and I'm laying it on you now so that you don't pick your nose and affect your brain. Don't pick your nose. It will give you Alzheimer's, according to the research. All right, so there's enough of that. I want to know why it is that we're hearing all of this stuff about Trump. I understand the investigations and the trials and the focus and all that stuff. But have we noticed that the Hunter Biden thing seems to have disappeared off the face of the earth? Has anybody followed? Yeah, I'm just wondering where to go. Why isn't there the DOJ is, I'm guessing, still investigating him, or are they? And what's happened? The Attorney General is a guy named Merrick Garland. And he's been asked, matter of fact, I think he's going up to the Hill, or maybe he already has, because one of the committees has asked that same question. Okay, so what are we doing about all of this huzzerai with Hunter Biden? How come it conveniently has disappeared? Oh, my. I can't imagine.
People aren't trying to keep him, Hunter Biden, from being president.
Oh, okay.
And it just goes to show one of those things that people, it doesn't matter what someone does, it matters who they are. We have seen this time and time again, especially in politics, where, or even just in notable public figures in general, even celebrities, where some people receive harsher punishments for something they did of a lesser crime than somebody else who did more of a crime. It's all about who that person is, not what they did.
Okay. So you heard me chuckling. Because there's a second part to this story. And the reason that I brought it up is because I really wanted to talk about this part of the story rather than what happened to Hunter Biden. Marjorie Taylor Greene, on Monday, in a hearing about this very thing, held up nude pictures of Hunter Biden.
Again?
Yeah. In the House gallery. And the Democrats were really angry with her. And so she got really angry. And she just walked out of the hearing. She managed to make a few points about the fact that nobody has brought charges against Hunter Biden. And she's right about that. And she said that how many women, she asked the question, how many women have been violated by him? And was the investigation into Hunter Biden's taxes? So she was going all through that. But she made her point by holding up a naked picture of Hunter Biden. And the Democrats didn't like that. I wonder whether the Republicans were amused. The picture that I saw of what happened in the hearing, sadly, I was very disappointed. Sort of, what do they do when they put the thing over the pictures that they don't want you to see? They kind of like They didn't. It's like the equivalent of muting somebody. When I say something that I shouldn't
say. Like blurring
say,
it out.
James, yeah, they blur it out. Right.
Pixelated.
Okay. Yeah. Well, just a question, right? Don't you think? There's a question there that ought to be answered. What is going on with Hunter Biden? I kind of want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Okay, let's see here. Rain in Southern California. I'm going to California this weekend via Dallas. I'm going to see James in the studio on my way. And I have to go to a funeral, and then I'm bopping out to spend some time with Miles and Jasper. And the rain is over, but not before there was significant damage. And a pregnant woman is an example of the dangers that happen when there are storms like this out there. She got caught in a storm drain that emptied into a river and emptied out into the ocean. This is in Anaheim, California, which is where down where Disneyland is. The rain continued and continued and continued. So the police responded to this call. This woman is a homeless woman. She got stuck in a storm drain, and so the police went down to get her out. Apparently she was in some imminent danger. Caller made the police aware of this woman. So anyway, she wasn't injured. But I'm just thinking about this as a thing. She probably goes down to that location because she was trying to hide from the bad weather. A lot of homeless people, look around for places like that. But the fact, imagine getting caught. She could have drowned.
That's so right? Scary.
Another ramification of the weather there. All right, I was talking earlier about my daughter. Did I say this on the air? About her going to Mexico for the weekend
so.
With some friends? No, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yeah,
that brought... Every once in a while, I take... I'll just put in to the Google bar Mexico, for example, because I want my daughter to know. She's very much a student of everything, so she, I'm sure, has made herself aware. And I think they're going to Cabo. She and a couple of her friends, and they haven't seen each other since they were in college. So, woohoo! Let's spend the weekend in Cabo. All right. So now, as far as Mexico is concerned, the big news from Mexico today and this week is the announcement that for the first time in many, many years, Mexico has surpassed China as the leading source of goods brought into the United States. Remember now, we've turned the corner. United States manufacturers who used to make refrigerators and cars and everything down in Mexico, they made a beeline for China because the Chinese did it cheaper, but the Chinese stole all of our secrets and made cheap crap. And so now we're getting smart and bringing things back to Mexico. It would be nice how about we just move it a little farther north and we bring it back to America. Well, we're moving in the right direction, so some people say.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so all the stuff that's made down there, let's see here, $475 billion worth of imports from Mexico last year. That cut into the Chinese imports by about 20%. Last time Mexican goods were imported to the U.S., that exceeded the value of China and the China imports was 22 years ago. We understand the economic relations between our country and China are deteriorating, as well they should, as we recognize what a bunch of bad guys we've got dealing with us in China. And the Trump administration did the right thing by imposing all these tariffs on China back in 2018, and that's what started the change. It just, he changed, and that was one of the things he did that I thought was smart, frankly. I think he's done a lot of smart things. I just wish they all had shut up. But some of the things he'd done make it almost worth voting for him. Almost. Depends on who his vice president is going to be. Anyway, so we've got all of this stuff going on. I thought you'd be interested to know. The real disruptions after the tariff, the next disruption in business with China was COVID, obviously. And that's where we really should focus, because the Chinese government was responsible for COVID, lock, stock, and barrel. And the Bidenites haven't done anything to point their finger. And frankly, neither did Trump, because he got a lot of business dealings in China. So we're not going to make them look too bad. But you know, doing, it's hard for these guys to go all the way because there's always an angle, right? We were just talking about Trump and the beer stuff, and, you know, so there's going to be an angle there. And there's an angle with Hunter Biden and his relationship with China. But isn't it interesting that most of the curves do concern China? And our relationships, our big relationships as a country and individual relationships as people doing business. How many Trump hotels are there in China? Anybody know? Are there any? I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah,
I'm not like a lawyer who asks the question because he knows what the answer is. I don't know what the answer is. I would bet there's a couple of Trump hotels over there someplace. Anyway, but the point of my story here was that Mexico, we're importing more goods from Mexico than we are from China. All right, as long as I'm in my go-after-the-government mood, here's another example of overreach. Too much government. The EPA has announced this week a new rule. Oh, how exciting. To significantly reduce the level of air pollution, the particulate matter, referred to by the insiders as PM. Isn't there something that goes on with the women? It's PM? Yes, no?
PM? Oh, PMS?
Yeah, that's it. Like I said, I only got two-thirds of the way there. Okay. Anyway, the rule is being praised by all the environmental yada-yadas as the best thing that could happen. Because if Biden doesn't do stuff like this for his base, then he's not going to get elected. The poll, by the way, this week shows Biden and Trump neck and neck, mostly because women still say, women between your age, basically, Jay, say they're going to vote. They don't want to vote for Trump. They want to vote for Biden. Why? Yeah, exactly. What are you thinking, ladies? Anyway, the reason that I brought the EPA thing up is because it's just one more example of too much government, too many administrative people. I thought it was interesting. The EPA administrator's name is Michael Reagan. Remember Michael Reagan, Ronald Reagan's son, who's still around? He did a lot of commentary, talk radio and stuff. He and I were friends. I guess we still are. But it's not the same guy. Not the same Michael Reagan. All right, here we are at 48 after. Do you know this is good day?
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. The reasons for using it go on and on. One of the things that I like about it, and so do the doctors that I have on Good Day Health, is that the research that was done used science-based research.
Yeah, and you know, it works the opposite of most weight loss products. So most weight loss products are working against your body's natural processes. They are appetite suppressants. They are stimulants. They're drugs, which is why with a lot of those products, you have rebound weight gain. It can even be more than what you started out with. But when you're talking about Calitrin, it's working with your body. It's basically giving your body back what it had when it was younger so it runs more efficiently.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective.
GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Behind this, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. It's Movie Moments on the Good Day program for Friday, an overview of what's going to be in the theaters of the weekend. And we have music from my cousin Vinny, so he must be celebrating somebody's birthday today, Chucker.
Yes, Joe Pesci turns 81 years of age. You know, Doug, believe it or not, Joe Pesci's only done 33 movies. Obviously,
really?
The ones he's done have been iconic, Goodfellas, Casino, Home Alone, the two Home Alone movies. And then he did My Cousin Vinny in 1992, which is extremely popular generationally even to this day. But, you know, you show Joe Pesci's picture to a lot of most people, he's a household name. They'll know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he only did 33 movies, you know, it's still, he's made a stamp on pop culture. There's no doubt
about
that.
Very much so. Yeah. All right, what's coming out this weekend?
Really nothing of consequence because it's Super Bowl weekend. Next weekend, you start getting bigger movies opening. There's a movie called Lisa Frankenstein, which is written by Diablo Cobley. She was big about 20 years ago. She wrote Juno. But and there's a movie called Turning Red, which is a family film. But I don't expect these films to make much of a dent Super Bowl weekend because it's definitely going to be an off weekend at the movies historically.
All right, you have a gripe about a movie that's been nominated for 11 Oscars. Give us the story behind the story.
You know, I didn't really, like, I wasn't motivated to see it, but I said, ah, let me go watch it. We booked it at the theater I'm involved in, East Strasbourg. Poor Things, nominated for 11 Oscars, including Emma Stone for Best Actress, Mark Ruffalo for Best Actor. I got to tell you, I almost couldn't believe what I was watching. I did not like this movie at all. Emma Stone does a ton of gratuitous nudity in this movie. Basically, she plays this character, Doug, who is brought back to life by William Dafoe. He plays like a Dr. Frankenstein-like character. And when she's brought back to life, they put like an infant brain in her, and she's slowly growing. And she grows into basically a nymphomaniac. And throughout the entire film, all she wants to do is have sex. That's really what this movie is about. The art direction is really nice. It was watchable to a point, but honestly, I'd never watch it again. And most people in the audience that I saw with hated it. I'm sure she thinks in her mind that this is high art, and I respect that. But to me, it's an example of a director, I think, misusing her as a talent. And when I watched it at the end, what made me mad is I said to myself, because I talked about the movie Iron Claw on the show when I saw it in December, that movie was not nominated for a single Oscar with Zac Efron, despite the fact that was one of the easily best movies of 2023. It had a story, beginning, middle, end, emotion, well-acted, a story you could follow, which is what I think the example of a movie should be about. Poor Things is, to me, not a movie from me. I was perplexed. I really was perplexed when I watched it.
It's not mainstream.
It's not at all. 11 Oscar nominations for a movie that I would guarantee you that at least 8 out of 10 people in the general audience will thoroughly dislike that movie. It is what it is.
It doesn't seem like a good spot for Emma Stone, I'm talking like you do now, Emma Stone to be in. Frankly, it's not. I guess she thinks it is.
I mean, listen, it's all subjective. I just don't. To me, like when I watch a movie, I want to see a story that I can relate to on a real level. And this is not a movie I can relate to on a real level. And like I said, she does. You know, I've seen it. You know, there's been actresses that have done nudity in film, but this is pretty gratuitous. This is like literally almost nonstop throughout the entire movie.
You've seen that with other movies. I think you've seen that.
Yeah, no, I have too, but I was like, what's the point? My point is, when I watched it, what was the point of this? I don't know. I don't get it.
Maybe she's looking for a new career. An extra in the movie.
This day in movie history, 1979, Walter Hill's The Warriors was released in the theaters, sparking a lot of controversy and some gang violence in movie theaters. Actually, some theaters actually pulled it. Still has a huge cult following to this day. It's actually a pretty good movie. I don't know if you remember that back in the day, 1979, when The Warriors hit theaters.
Yeah, I think I vaguely do. All right, Chuck, we'll be checking in with you on Monday for the box office totals from the weekend and see how many people watched Super Bowl versus went to the movies. It's 59 past the hour now here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.